The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I feel outraged this morning. Anthony A. came in the studio and shared some, you know what? Let's just talk about it. Thursday's here. It's Friday's Eve. Good morning, Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic. I go by Anthony A. And I am here to say after 2 weeks of drinking coffee, I don't really like it, guys. It's good, but it's not what I...
Anthony started with espresso, which is basically like
automatic.
Kicking off with your drinking habits with Four Loko.
It just doesn't
right
work.
To the most extreme thing you can do. I don't even drink espresso.
You're supposed to drink a little coffee with a lot of milk.
Yeah, it's like you went, instead of like going to like beer and wine, you just went straight for the hard stuff.
I feel like when I drink my espresso, it's not actually the caffeine that wakes me up. It's the having to go to the bathroom that kickstarts
my
day.
And there you go.
That's really what it feels like.
That's like the coffee ritual. It's not until it hits my lips can I go.
But it's espresso that makes you go faster.
Oh my
god.
More violently.
Yeah, more violently. That's a great way to describe it. Anybody listening, you pull up to Big Bucks or you make your coffee at home. DJ Automatic and I make our coffee at home. You can't start off like that. It's like, you know, when you're little and you think Olive Garden is like the best thing ever, and then you grow up and you have real Italian.
Yeah.
You're eating the real Italian now. You have to start off slow.
I've still only been to Olive Garden.
Oh, man.
I'm here for it. So I go to Starbucks now and I get the little hazelnut almond espresso, and it comes with 4 pumps of espresso.
Jeez. What are you
which
doing?
People are telling me it's a lot.
It's like crack.
Yeah. Yeah,
what are you doing?
You could have bought a house.
I have a headache every time I drink. Of course you do. You might as well go suit up with these guys in the alley back here.
4 pumps, 2 weeks, you could have bought a house. That's a down payment right there. Anyway, how do you drink your coffee? Hit us up. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, it's National Cereal Day. So,
my favorite cereal. Gosh, I'm into Honey Chex right now.
Peanut butter Captain Crunch all day.
Damn, dog.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Gemini OG right there.
Even bad cereal is good cereal.
Facts. And speaking of things that are bad or good even when they're bad, National Flapjack Day as well, too.
Oh. Is that a pancake?
That is a pancake.
What's the difference?
It's a tinier pancake.
Oh, I thought a flapjack sounds like a bigger pancake. I thought it was like...
It kind of does, right? To me,
I thought it was like one of those pancakes like the size of your plate.
Ooh, no. Actually, the big difference is between a pancake and a flapjack is that flapjacks have more oats in them.
Oh,
wait.
So that means they taste gross.
I was like, I don't want nothing oaty in my pancake.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I get that when you first start dating someone, there needs to be some sort of physical attraction. But you can become physically attracted to someone if you get to know them, if you give them a shot and you let them stimulate your mind. That's the discussion today. I got a good friend, smart, got his stuff together. I mean, for real, for real.
Yeah, hella money. He got like hella money.
It's not even just money, though. It's not even money. It's about being a good person, though.
Obviously.
For somebody like that, it is a little bit about the money, though, because he comes from humble beginnings, right? And that's a testament to what kind of man and person he is. Like,
yeah,
that's
had to work hard.
That's a feat.
Self-made man.
Yeah, man. That's an attractive thing.
So two of my girlfriends, who I think are very beautiful and successful in their own right, I was like, hey, check this guy out. And they were like, I don't know. Okay, maybe. You know what it was? He was a little chubby. Oh, now he's slimmed down and everybody's on his timeline now. You can't do that, guys or girls. Give yourself a chance to meet someone. If you're truly looking for love, you're probably looking for it in all the wrong places. You can't just depend on that initial attraction. And I say this from personal experience. I knew he was good looking the moment I saw him, but it was the friendship that we developed. I mean, I just remember starting to become so attracted to you in a whole different level because I could have intellectual conversation. You challenged me constantly. And I was like, man, I really like this man.
That's a beautiful story, but that's just one chapter of your journey. I think you need to be kinder to the people who are still trying to get to that, because prior to DJ Automatic, you went through the 3 of the same guys and you fully committed to them.
Horrible.
Right?
Horrible. So, and nothing against 2 of them, you know. One of them was awful. But 2 of them, it was just there was nothing there, you know what I'm saying?
And sometimes people are just bad matches for each other. And
true,
you can bring out different things.
Yeah, like I didn't think Dana and I were going to be together. I thought in the beginning we were just friends and it grew into something else. But I think that's the thing, what you're trying to say is that you got to give people a chance. You got to get to know people. Because I know for me personally, I know that I grow on people. That I might not be somebody that you initially are like, you love immediately, but once you get to know me, I'm going to be somebody who can
become a
friend.
You're definitely abrasive.
Or like with Anthony, I think we became friends. We were friends in the beginning, but I think we became better friends because once you get to know me, I think I'm a pretty decent person.
You grow on people. You're like fungi.
Then you can never get rid of me. That's what happens.
Like, ain't no ointment for this one. So here are some things you can do so that you can find love. And the couples that are listening, tell me if you applied any of these in the beginning of your relationship. So according to Bustle.com, look for potential, not perfection. When in doubt, say yes. Don't always no. Plan atypical first dates. Don't do the same date you've always done. Let's do something a little different. Number two, try a new approach.
This is very inward. Like, all this stuff is inward. It's crazy how much, like, you're talking about finding a partner and how much we're trying to be, talk about trying to be attracted to another person. But these are all questions that you have to ask yourself.
Yourself. It's not about the other person, yes, Anthony. Dude. It's about yourself. But number one is you got to throw your type out the window. Ooh, and that doesn't necessarily mean looks. A type can be someone in distress, someone who's needy, someone who, whatever that is that you've put in your mind, throw it out the window and try something new.
I will say, I have a friend who keeps dating the same kind of guy over and over and over, and she wants different results out of it. But I told her, I was like, why do you think things are going to change when you date the same guy? Why don't you try something different? Try somebody that you would have never thought you would have been in a relationship with, and who knows where it's going to go.
First of all, fix your tone, bro. First of all, fix your tone, dog.
It wasn't you, though.
You know, you're talking to somebody about their love life and their emotions, and you're talking to them like you're trying to discipline
Anthony
your daughter. Like, no, I don't at all. But it's just like, a lot of times people on the other side of love don't understand how privileged they are, and what you guys have is a very privileged thing. And
I
people
think
are trying
right,
to
Anthony.
Get there in that journey.
I do.
But when you're saying, like, you're messing up, it's hard, bro. It's not everybody can just do that.
You got to try something new. Like with Dana, she had kids. She had already been married. I never thought I was going to date somebody like that. Now we've been married for 10 plus years, and I'm happy. It was something that I never would have expected, but sometimes good things come in packages that you don't expect.
Number one thing, find someone who stimulates your mind. If you want the article, hit me up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B says expensive couture brands are out.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. The audio will play for you. This and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Wanda Sykes celebrating her birthday.
Hey,
Jenna Fisher celebrating birthday as well. Whoa, Vicky and Bryan Cranston.
All right, Bryan Cranston is my friend. We worked together on Breaking Bad. For those of you who didn't know, I was in Breaking Bad. I still get a residual check. How much was my last check automatic?
I think it was $16.50.
Yes, it was. All right, let's start talking about Ja Rule. He was on the Pierce Morgan show, and Pierce asked him, have you ever been in a fight with 50 Cent? And Ja Rule said yes. And then Pierce asked him, who won? Listen.
I did. Pierce, come on.
Really?
Man. I'm done, Pierce. Are you asking all these crazy questions, man? Like,
ooh, 50 Cent is hot right now. You know he's mad if Ja Rule's telling the world he beat up 50 Cent. Do you believe that?
They did have a fight. And I'm
okay,
pretty,
did
I'm
Ja Rule
sure,
win?
I'm pretty sure 50 Cent got stabbed.
Yeah, I believe so. And I don't think we'll ever find a clear victor of that fight. But also, I wish somebody would fight Pierce Morgan. How about that?
Dude,
that guy's so annoying.
But knocked the gravy off his double chin. Oh, he's an English guy, right? Yeah, dude, what are we interviewing our rappers for?
Knocked the crumpet off his face. Oh, now we'll talk about Cardi B. She is famous for all of her couture outfits. I mean, buying Baby Culture, her daughter and Offset's daughter.
She's a walking billboard.
Yeah, pretty much. And she said, you know what? I'm going back to Coach. And let's talk about why. Take a listen.
I'm going to go buy me a Coach bag tomorrow. You hear me? I don't want to offend nobody. I told y'all my little story, what happened to me when I had my Coach rain boots. And that camera came out talking about, get rid of that Coach bag. And it's
So if you go to @DanaCortez on Instagram, you'll see video of Cardi walking into the Coach store with a silk bonnet on her head, no makeup whatsoever, walking out with a Coach bag.
Coach is
expensive, but
compared to Birkin, it's nothing. But
in camera, like the whole flex of hip hop, I get it. But you want to stack chips before you're.
I mean,
pretending.
The one thing I was thinking though, it's been a while since Cardi's had a hit, and you know you got to pay the taxes, and you got multiple houses, you got to pay for a lot
taking
of stuff.
Taking care of all of her familia.
Yeah, it's no longer money moves. It's frugal actions.
I make frugal actions.
Too much money on the family. All right, go check the video once again @DanaCortez on Instagram. We'll be right back. That's your Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of your favorite canceled ice cream treats is back. We're going to tell you what it is in food news. Time for Hottest Hashtags on the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
What happened a couple of days ago? Why was my Instagram shut down? Why was my Facebook shut down? Why was Threads, which I don't even get on, shut down? The metaverse went down. Why? Mark Zuckerberg has no answer.
Obviously, their servers went down. Or maybe he just wanted to mess with everybody. everybody.
But that's what I think. Here was a statement that they released. We resolved this as quickly as possible. To anyone impacted, we apologize. That's it.
Hey, we're back up and cooking, dog. I think, Mark Zuckerberg just wanted to flex on you guys to show you guys how much power he just has.
He does, because I'm addicted.
People were freaking out because they couldn't check their Instagram or their Facebook. It was so bad.
I had to spend 5 minutes.
Addiction's at a level.
It was so bad I had to spend 5 minutes on Twitter.
It's called X now, Dana.
Whatever.
It is comical, but there are some people who their livelihoods are online.
That's true.
Yeah, you're right. The influencer people,
Thoughts of my friends who went through it.
We still have no answers. All right. DJ Automatic Food News.
Dairy Queen is bringing back the cherry dipped cone.
Let's go. Hey.
Just in time for the springtime. It's starting to warm up. Who doesn't want a cherry dipped cone?
Let's go.
Man. So they said that they had discontinued it because they rotate their flavors. So right now before they just had the chocolate and a confetti dipped cone.
I like chocolate and cherry.
Dude, we need the cherry on a reoccurring role. That's a star player right there.
Yeah.
Dude.
According to the internet, they want that as well, but Dairy Queen says they're going to keep it moving. It's only for a limited time.
Damn. Okay, first Zuckerberg and now Dairy Queen on a power trip.
You know
that's crazy.
The reason Zuckerberg shut everything down is because actually an employee of Dairy Queen leaked the info. They weren't even supposed to say anything. Ooh. And she uploaded it, went viral. Dairy Queen's like, well, I guess we have to make the announcement in winter.
The cherry dip cones are good, but I don't think they're that good.
Wow.
We're fighting words.
Wow,
Automatic.
Way to lose the room right there, Automatic. You had us, dude. We had to stop right there.
National I don't think they're going to shut down the internet. They're not Beyonce.
Who is? National Day, Anthony A.
All right. It is National Cereal Day, everybody. And I have...
Give us those interesting facts.
Yeah, I didn't know that people cared about this, but the history of cereal is invented in 1863 by a man named Harvey Kellogg, who first invented cornflakes. Now, he developed his cornflakes because he thought that this would be a good way to suppress your sexual urges.
Why, though?
Yeah, because he was a pure man himself, and he felt as if the rest of us should be living that way.
So breakfast make you... Regular bacon and eggs
make you...
Back in the day, that's what they believed. Yeah, dude, had an over-easy egg, get you all hot and bothered. So my man came out with a whole grain recipe and put it in a box, and, you know, that's...
Quite the opposite. A big, heavy breakfast make me want to take a nap. We're going to go to bed and snuggle.
Instead of cornflakes, I think he should have called them, like, missionary jacks.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
A little earlier today, myself, Automatic, and Anthony A., we were talking about... I don't know why. Anthony said he puts 4 pumps of espresso in a coffee from Starbucks. So, first of all, it's too much espresso.
Second of all, how much does that cost?
That's a lot, Anthony.
It's like $7. Not that bad.
Not as bad. I thought it was going to be like 12 or something.
Well, $7 times 5 is quite a bit. And times 4 weeks times 365.
Are you drinking those 5 days a week? You wildin', but I'm gonna go with the theory here. Yes, that is a lot of money.
It's too much.
Okay, you might not be doing that. I might not be doing that.
But somebody out there is
right
doing
now
that.
Is doing a caramel macchiato with 2 extra pumps and a blah blah blah.
Wasn't that you in your day, right?
Anthony, yes. That was me.
That's why Dana stopped drinking Starbucks because she added it all up.
At the end of the year, my accountant was like, "Here's what you spent on coffee." I said, "What?
Oh my god,
that's a house!"
That was also I think you had to add in an extra $2 too because of the tipping error.
Of course, you have to tip. Your barista. I just started thinking about some of the things I spend money on that are unnecessary. And I have quit buying shoes. I'm counting the days. I'm at 4 weeks.
Wow. I haven't got a box of shoes in 4 weeks to our house.
We got your shoes.
I know. I was going to say, I'm not quitting shoes. You can quit shoes all you want. But
think about it. When's the last time you saw a package come to the house that wasn't like laundry soap or something?
There it is. Progression.
I didn't notice, but you might be right. I don't think I've seen any clothes or shoes or anything.
Yeah, I have so much of those things, and those things don't matter. I can go shopping in my own closet. Why throw money away? I'm putting money in a bank, baby.
Yeah, dude.
More money for me for shoes.
Yeah, and those shoes don't even have caffeine in them. So that's that's crazy.
What's
dude?
Something you're not giving up? Like you're gonna throw your money away on no matter what.
Oh my god, I'm gonna have to go with Uncrustables.
Yeah.
Because the price of Uncrustables, if you're familiar with it right now, it's just outrageous.
I
we're getting close into $10 for a 4-pack. It's wild, you know.
Wait,
Wait.
$10 for four peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Yes, dude. Almost $10,
okay.
Dog.
You answered my question, Automatic. I'm sitting here looking left to right. What the hell is an Uncrustable? You're paying $10 for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Yeah, dude. Uncrustables. They're the little ones.
Buy a loaf of bread and peanut butter and jelly.
I'm trying to buy. You can make like 50.
Hey, okay. Bread. Hey, four shoe boxes a month person over here. Let's kick back a little bit. Automatic, what about yourself, though?
God's good greens. I spent a little too much money on that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and trust me, he will not give that up for anyone. And actually, with your demeanor, I don't want you to. What do you refuse to give up? What are you like, I'm spending my money, whether you like it or not? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.